And today is Bloomsday, the annual celebration of James Joyce's novel Ulysses. The story takes place over a single day, Thursday, June 16th, 1904.
For decades, Joyce lovers have been commemorating the 16th of June by eating kidneys for breakfast and drinking pints of Guinness, just like Leopold Bloom, the protagonist in Ulysses.
This year, there's another way to celebrate the modernist classic. A group of Ulysses enthusiasts are sending out a version of this massive stream of consciousness novel as a stream of tweets. The Twitter feed began this morning. We recorded a sample of the tweets earlier.
Her heart gives way to the hard softness of love. When she reminisces about the day Bloom proposed and she said, yes, I said I will. Yes.
Guns boom and troops deploy and hooves gallop and horrors screech and the earth trembles and dragon's teeth rain down and black candles rise.
Those were two of the many tweets over this Bloomsday. Steve Cole is the man who organized this entire project, and he joined us to talk about it. Welcome.
Hi, Renee.
Obviously, you could not fit the more than 265,000 words in 24 hours of tweeting. So what exactly is being tweeted?
Well, what I did was set up this, and really it's an experiment, to do the entire novel, at least starting at the beginning and going to the end. So the challenge was to break it down into essentially quarter-hour chunks. That's 96 over the 24 hours. And I asked people to put together a series of tweets, 4 to 6 tweets, to represent about 8 pages.
8 pages approximating a novel that is about 800 pages?
Right. But we'll see. I really didn't have a expectation specifically of I hope it comes out this way or that way. I build this as an experiment, volunteer people who I don't even know, some steeped in Joyce as their careers. I think there's even one person who was the translator for one edition of Ulysses in Brazil, down to people like me who are just Joyce fans.
Let me ask this. Did you give tips to your tweeters about how to keep the flavor of the novel while condensing passages down into 140 characters?
No, not tips, but I did draft a few myself.
Give us an example of one of your examples.
All right. Well, I'll read one set of mine. On the doorstep, he felt in his hip pocket for the latch key. Not there. He crossed to the bright side. His eyelids sank quietly, often as he walked in happy warmth. From the cellar grating floated up the flabby gush of porter. A cloud began to cover the sun wholly, slowly, wholly, to smell the gentle smoke of tea, fume of the pan, sizzling butter, be near her ample bed-warmed flesh. Basically, what's going on there is a scene where Leopold Bloom, early in the book, is preparing breakfast for Molly, his wife. But what I chose to do was try to get in the words and phrases you liked, but also put in enough of the narrative link so you can get a sense of where he is and where he's going. But in that confine, you can't really do justice to either. So some people threw out completely the narrative thread of who's even speaking, as Joyce did. I mean, Joyce did not have a lot in that book, pointers to help the reader know what's going on. You had to go with the stream of consciousness a lot. And in a sense, Twitter is like that. It's broken down into little bits, and it's hard to pull them together. But that's the way large parts of Ulysses was written.
And it is stream of consciousness Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of it is. I mean, it's not most of the time anywhere near as artful as James Joyce.
But no, I mean, not at all. Yeah.
But sadly.
One, yeah,
wouldn't that
well,
be nice?
No.
If,
well, and the thing I wanted to get away from a little bit is that, you know, everybody on Twitter will put into one tweet their favorite quote from whomever. But I wanted people to kind of go beyond that. Don't give me just your classic memorable phrase, but to try to convey something of what's going on in the text.
And, of course, Joyce was a great experimenter,
yes.
Famously so. Ulysses, the groundbreaking work full of puns and allusions and parodies. Do you think Joyce would have liked the idea of fracturing his narrative into these tiny Twitter-friendly splinters?
Well, I don't think he'd mind fractured presentation, because that's what he put in his own book. Whether he would want his work fractured and recast as it was in Twitter, I'm not sure he would look kindly on that, because I think he really, really, really liked what he put in Ulysses on the page. And an adaptation of that, which is what we're doing, he probably couldn't see any reason to do because it was perfect on the page as he did it.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Happy Blooms Day.
Oh, thank you.
That's Steve Cole. He organized Ulysses Meets Twitter 2011. He'll be following the 24 hours of tweets, though he is hoping to step away from his computer tonight for a pint of Guinness at the James Joyce Irish Pub in Baltimore.